Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, there's something out there called FOCA, the Freedom of Choice Act, and there's an organization that has been advocating passage of FOCA, the Freedom of Choice Act, and they're the Women's Campaign Forum. And so the FOCA, Freedom of Choice Act, we are here at Bob Inyart Live. We're a program on a 50,000 watt AM Christian radio station. I've been doing the show 5 days a week for, 17 years now, since 1991. And everybody in this audience knows that we are pro-life, that is, we're against abortion. And so this particular act, this FOCA, the Freedom of Choice Act, would be to prohibit, consistent with Roe v. Wade, the interference by the government with a woman's right to choose to bear a child or terminate a child. And so to discuss this, I'd like to welcome the president of Women's Campaign Forum, Ilana Goldman. Ilana, you were on Fox News recently.
Yes, I was.
And you were talking about FOCA, the Freedom of Choice Act. And, in fact, you've been identified as one of the 8 women to watch profiled in the Washingtonian magazine, 100 Most Powerful Women in Washington, and one of 8 women to watch. So we thought we'd ask you, Ilana, your goal with this organization of yours is to promote women who are pro-choice into leadership.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, Ilana, so you and I are on a completely opposite sides of this issue.
Yes.
And so I'd like to, if you're okay with this, I'd like to talk through the issue and see how it is that you could support the right to abortion. So could I say in one sentence why abortion is wrong, and then you tell us if I'm wrong?
You absolutely can tell me why you think it's wrong.
Okay. Abortion is wrong because it's a baby. It's always wrong to intentionally kill a baby.
Okay. You know, I think that's absolutely a valid position. I respect that. I don't believe, and there are many people that do not believe, that that a fetus or an embryo is the same thing as a baby, that we believe that, you know, life begins after birth, and that particularly in the early stages of pregnancy, that a woman should have the right to choose what happens to her body. That the government, she should be free from government intervention into what is a very personal medical decision.
Okay, you just said, and Ilana Goldman, I realize when people speak on the radio and impromptu, sometimes we overstate our case, and I'd like to...
Did I go to town?
You might have. You just said that we believe that life begins after birth, and I'm sure that's not the case, right? You know that the baby in the womb, when he's sucking his thumb, playing with his toes, if they're twins, they grab one another. The baby learns his mother's voice as compared to the voice of a nurse or a doctor. The baby can actually learn melodies to songs.
I think this is, there is such a great debate as to when life begins. And people hold really deeply personal and I think really highly considered opinions that are based on their personal beliefs, their religious upbringing, and just a host of things that influence their philosophy. And I absolutely, 100% respect that people, and smart people, thoughtful people, moral people, could come from different positions on that point of view. So I do not begrudge anyone making a determination for themselves of where they feel that is.
All right.
I think
Ilana,
what we advocate is that courtesy be respected in all directions.
All right.
We would ask that you not make that determination for others who might have their own highly considered moral position.
Ilana Goldman, again, the president of Women's Campaign Forum. Ilana, hopefully you could see just in the next moment or so that the position you just stated is untenable. It's unreasonable because you're saying we realize some people think it's a baby, and other people think it's not. We like both sides to respect one another. Well, the same argument was made with blacks and slavery. And people were said, look, if you don't like slavery, don't own one. And so the question is not, do we respect one another? The question is a black man a person? Is a Jew a person? Is the baby in the womb a person? That's the question. Would you agree it's not that we should respect one another? It is, what is the truth? What is the truth in this matter? That's what we should determine.
I wouldn't agree. I don't think that's the right analogy.
So the truth should not prevail.
I think exactly what I've already stated, which is this is a choice for a woman about her body. This is a choice for a woman about her personal beliefs. I don't think the government should be making those decisions.
All right. And if it was her body, if there was not another body there, then you'd have a much stronger argument. But there is another body that's genetically unique. In fact, half the time...
Do you believe that parents should have to? Do you believe that if a woman has a sick child and needs a lung transplant, that she should immediately rush to the hospital, have her lungs removed, and die to support that child?
No, of course not. Let's talk about the...
So that is an analogy.
Ilana, we were just talking about whether what it is if it's a baby, and you made an analogy with another child.
Well, I'm trying to respond to your scenario.
Let's talk about the hard cases of rape, incest, and the life of the mother in just a couple minutes, if you'd like. I am eager to talk about those three examples, but... For a moment, we're talking about what it is. And somebody who owns a slave and says, look, I respect
you. Again, I really am not. I mean, I think that is such an inflammatory and inaccurate analogy.
The question is, if it's a person, and it was the same question, our U.S. Supreme Court took up the question of what it is, the black man, what it is.
Again, I think this analogy is incredibly inaccurate.
You are correct, Ilana Goldman.
I think the question comes back to who decides?
Okay,
Should the government decide how each of us make decisions about our bodies?
All right,
the
Ilana.
There are places we all, as a country, believe the government should not be part of mandating our every decision and of this
all right,
of the
Ilana,
most personal
Ilana.
Decisions,
okay.
The government should not be involved.
All right, Ilana, you are correct. It's an atrocious analogy. It's inflammatory if it's not a baby. Would you agree with this? Because earlier you said the truth really shouldn't prevail. It's our own opinion. Would you agree that if objectively...
No, that's not what I said. And I don't want to have my words distorted.
Okay, we have it on tape. We could replay it. Yeah.
What I said is that this is a highly emotional and divisive issue, and I recognize that.
Okay.
I think we all recognize that.
All right, and Ilana, if it's a baby, wouldn't you agree that emotion should be set aside and personal preferences should be set aside? If it's a baby, it should be protected. Would you agree with that? If it's a baby.
I'm really not sure what you're getting at.
I'm getting at intellectual honesty.
The issue is... Well, it is about intellect. I absolutely agree with you.
I think we all agree.
Intellectual honesty is a good thing, but I think what you're doing right now is you're conducting a conversation that's pretty distorted.
If you want to talk about what are really
the hard choices here, what are the struggles that people face in this, whether it's a decision for themselves or just a political opinion they hold themselves, that's a great conversation to have.
Ilana, you said it's a woman's choice over her body. Half the time, it's a male. Half the time, it's a boy. In fact, Roe v. Wade was given to us by men, right? Seven men ruled, gave us Roe v. Wade. And there are men, obviously, that come in the mix in this issue of abortion. And half the time, the woman is carrying a boy. The other half the time, it's a girl. And that gender, the fact that it's a boy or a girl, is decided at the moment of fertilization, at that moment. And let me ask you, is it living? I mean, personhood is one issue, and being alive, like a plant is alive and a rabbit is alive, but a plant is not a person. So whether you're alive, that's a separate matter from whether something's a person. So do you agree that it's alive? Just in the biological sense, is it living or is it dead?
I'm going to be perfectly honest. What you're saying does not make sense to me.
I'm asking if it's living.
If you want to talk about what are the realities of, look, you're in Colorado.
Yeah.
You all just had this personhood amendment, which was defeated by a pretty significant margin.
Yeah,
which signals to me that most people in Colorado agree that it was government taking a step too far.
Most people. I agree. Most people are selfish.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you could be in a position with an initiative like that. I mean, you could. The distortions something like that would cause in just sort of day-to-day executing of government in Colorado. Do you count fertilized eggs in the census? Do you, you know, if a woman is pregnant, doesn't know it, and has a couple drinks, is she liable for child abuse? I mean, I think the people of Colorado were pretty clear that they thought, this is extreme. We don't believe the fetus is a person. We don't believe
of course
it. We believe a woman has... Roe v. Wade,
Ilana,
the majority of the country is comfortable with.
Ilana,
comfortable
our rights.
Because there's a balancing act there. There's a presumption
right.
for the women at the beginning of the pregnancy.
We need to have a conversation, all right? Let's interact a little bit more than a monologue.
Sure.
Ilana, I realize you don't want to address the issue of what it is. You'd rather skip over that to talk about strong emotions and majority opinions.
I'm not skipping over that.
Okay, could you answer this? Because you said life begins after birth. I think you overstated your own case. But is it living? Is it living or is it dead? I mean, there's inanimate things like rocks are not living. So the fetus in the womb, it's sucking its thumb, playing with its toes, sleeping, it dreams. Is it living? I'm not saying is it a person. Is it living?
I am unwilling to engage.
You're afraid of that question.
No, I'm not afraid of that question.
Well, then answer it. Is it living? It's either living or dead.
I will respond to you the way I responded from the get-go, which is that I think the definition of life, what is life? When does life begin? These are questions that people reasonably struggle with.
Would you agree with this, Ilana?
What I am comfortable saying is that I know when a woman is alive and is pregnant and may not be able to carry that pregnancy to term for any number of reasons, that should be her choice, and that most Americans, the vast majority of Americans, are very comfortable with the way Roe v. Wade is positioned, which means the state does have an interest in that fetus at a certain point.
All
and there's another
so,
point that the woman is decision maker.
All right, you've come to a conclusion on something you say that is a very controversial emotional issue, but it seems that our conclusions will be more reliable if we can be objective and intellectually honest and deal with the fundamental matters. For example, what is it? And Ilana, the audience is hearing that you're one of the eight women to watch in Washington, but you're afraid to say whether it's living or dead. And that should be a simple statement just of biology, not even legality or morality.
Again,
Is it alive?
I want to be perfectly clear.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of this question. I just think it's a ridiculous question. It's not one.
Well, you can't decide what to do with it unless you know what it is.
I have an opinion on this. I'm answering you straight. I don't think it is the right question.
All right,
I think it is a question that we as a society do not have a consensus answer to, that we all have different perspectives on based on a range of things in our background. And it's not the place to have the conversation. The place to have the conversation is sometimes there are difficult decisions in our lives. Should the government be the one making the decision?
Okay.
That is the issue.
And 100 years ago, they said the greatest evil in the world was slavery, except for abolition. And there's all kinds of ways to obfuscate if you want to ignore the fundamental question of what is it. Before I know what I can do with it, I have to know what it is. Can I dispose of it? Can I throw it out? Can I kill it? Well, the question is, what is it? And that seems to be, Ilana, even though you're a leader in this issue, you seem to be afraid to address that. Let me ask you this. What is a fetus? What is a fetus?
What's your game here? We're on the show.
Yeah.
My understanding was you want to talk about what FOCA is and what the objectives are there.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the Colorado personhood.
FOCA says you can terminate it.
I'm happy to talk about the policies and the politics. I'm not going to get into larger questions of life, religion, and science.
All right. How about incest? Let's talk about abortion for incest. Would you agree, because that seems to be the high holy ground of Planned Parenthood, abortion for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Would you agree that a young girl who's been raped by, let's say, her stepfather, her uncle, whoever, is traumatized and devastated?
I think we all probably agree that.
Right. Of course, it goes without saying. And also, apparently, she's not telling the authorities. She's not telling the police. If she were, he'd be arrested. So she's intimidated. He's got someone he can victimize. And he tells her, if you tell anybody, I'll ruin your life. I'll hurt your mother. I'll do whatever. So he impregnates this 14-year-old girl. And I imagine you think it should be legal to have an abortion for incest. Do you believe that?
Again, I don't totally understand your example or why you assume some of the things you've assumed there.
I'm assuming when a man rapes his niece.
But I will answer your question.
Yeah.
I mean, again, because I'm not even going to try to fathom where you're going with that particular example in those particular contexts.
Well, I
believe in the tenets of Roe v. Wade. I believe that women should have the right to make decisions about choosing to keep or to terminate a pregnancy.
And Ilana, let's go there in a moment, but I want to give you an example of what you just did to me on the last topic.
Mm-hmm.
What if I said to you, what is Roe v. Wade? And you said, it's a ruling. I said, what is a ruling? You say, it's a decision by the Supreme Court. And I said, what is the Supreme Court? If I behave that way, and mm-hmm. so that we weren't able to even figure out what is Roe v. Wade, that you said you believe in it, I would be behaving very badly. So we're here in this discussion about whether or not you can terminate it, but we're not allowed to talk about what it is. We can't say what a fetus is. We can't say if it's living. We can't say what species it is.
If you normally invite people on your show to try to play a gotcha game.
No, I debate them on the issues, Ilana.
Right, absolutely. But, you know, I came on the show very excited to talk about why we believe what we believe about FOCA. I'm happy to debate you about it. I'm happy to debate you about the personhood amendment, but, you know, it seems to me like you really want to have a starting at ground zero, you know, what is the meaning of it all conversation, and that's not where we are as a country today.
Let me ask you this, Ilana.
And it's not the purpose.
Do you think you could come to a valid position on abortion if you personally don't know what it is?
I believe that I have a reliable and valid opinion on
what it is and what is a fetus.
Right.
What is a fetus?
I do not believe it is a baby.
Well, what is it? What is a fetus?
I do not. Again, you know, should we terminate this? I feel like we're getting nowhere here.
All right,
I'm happy to let you move on to another caller your question.
Ilana, last question about abortion for incest. The uncle brings his niece to Planned Parenthood because he's impregnated her. And what service they provide for her, Ilana? She hung up.
I haven't hung up.
Okay, all right. Ilana, Planned Parenthood then aborts the 14-year-old girl.
Do you do this on your show all the time? Like, do you just come up with these kind of somewhat erratic scenarios that are carefully crafted to just prove
No, I'm talking
point?
About abortion for incest. Go ahead. You lay out abortion for incest, how it works, and then I'll continue it. So... Okay, I'll give you the background. We went to the Colorado State Attorney's Office.
Sure.
And we brought audio tapes of calls made to Planned Parenthood abortion clinics in Colorado by young girls who are under the age of consent, so you have statutory rape.
Yep.
And in Colorado, we have mandatory reporting laws if there's suspected child sexual molestation. Planned Parenthood systematically in the state of Colorado and nationwide, we know by the research, we've done the research.
Okay.
They refuse to report. Systematically, they do not report. We've called the police when young girls, 13, 14-year-old girls, have gone into Planned Parenthood in Denver, and there is overwhelming evidence that the police should be notified of suspected child molestation. An uncle or a stepfather who impregnates a girl in his family, if she becomes pregnant, when he brings her to Planned Parenthood, their policy is they ask no questions and they send that girl home with her rapist. And that is cruel. It's cruel to the girl. Abortion for incest encourages the relative, the would-be rapist, to rape his young niece or stepdaughter because they know if they impregnate her, Planned Parenthood will help get rid of the evidence. So
there's a whole lot going on in what you just said there. So,
yeah,
again,
abortion for incest hurts girls and encourages the rapist.
But that seems to me to be an incredible leap.
Well, let me ask
from
you,
the starting point. I know you want to mix it up. I know you want to have a big fight and you want me to say, you know, things that are like vastly left of center. Let me be clear. You know, I believe, you know, the Women's Campaign Forum believes that women should have the right to choose. We also believe in prevention. We also believe in women having the right to choose, and part of that choice is keeping a pregnancy, should they wish to. So I'm not going to give you this elaborate, you know, counter parallel for what you're looking for. Do I believe girls should be protected from incest? Of course. Do I believe girls should be protected from the rapists? Of course.
Well, let me ask you this, Ilana.
Can I respond to the, you know, this so-called research that you have access to that I haven't seen? I'm not affiliated with Planned Parenthood. I'm not going to respond to that.
There's 800 recorded phone calls to every abortion clinic in the country on the internet. You can get the audio tapes, videotapes, internet. You can get it all.
Wait, I can give you 800 recorded calls to so-called crisis pregnancy centers, which propose to give women quote unquote all the options, but actually steer them toward very misleading information. I mean, I don't know what you have, and you probably don't know what I have.
Okay, well, let me ask you this: do you know of one case when Planned Parenthood has ever reported?
I am not a representative of
Do you, know of a case where an abortion clinic complied with mandatory reporting of suspected child molestation? Ilana, do you care? I'm giving you information now. Do you care that the abortion industry refuses to report suspected child rape? Do you care?
I want to be clear. Because you say it is so, does not mean it is so.
No, but you can give us one.
You've already said about 10 things on this call that I think are probably untrue, and if not untrue,
name
they're
one.
Just really
name
distorted.
One. Name one thing I said that's not true. Name one thing I said that's not true.
Listen, the list is long. So, there is common ground here. We all believe rapists and child molesters should be prosecuted. I think we agree with that. I bet you and I agree on that.
Yep.
So, there you go. That's a starting point.
Okay.
We all agree on that. So the question is, how do we best protect those girls? The question is, how do we best help those families? If the question is, should that scared, traumatized, confused 13 or 14-year-old have the right to make a decision to terminate a pregnancy, you know what? There are different laws in different states that apply to these scenarios.
Ilana,
some of them,
you,
I think,
if
are
you
good
were,
and help give girls that guidance.
Right. Ilana,
some of them,
if
I
you
think,
were to
close
call
off
up,
their options.
If you were to call up Planned Parenthood and ask them if they have ever, ever reported suspected child sexual rape in Colorado, ever, and they told you no, would that be an indication to you that they are overlooking the welfare of these young women?
As I've said, I am not affiliated with.
No, I know, but you see, Ilana, if you say life begins after birth, if you won't say if it's living or not, you won't say what a fetus is, perhaps you don't care if Planned Parenthood doesn't report children who are raped, suspected rape of children. See, if you run away from the fundamental issues, how can your conclusion be reliable?
I care a lot. I mean, this is the irony of this conversation, is that I care a lot. I care so much so that I really want to have a real conversation, and I don't want to come up with the most extreme examples, the one in a million. I want to find the places where you and your listeners and my supporters do have some common ground.
All right,
the reality
abortion for the
is
life of the mother.
We are not going to make any progress on this issue that's going to make you happy or make me happy as long as we start at the furthest extremes. I do think there is common ground. I do think there are ways to look at these issues that can move us forward.
All right, abortion for the life of the mother.
Yes, what about it?
Right, the partial birth abortion ban, Clinton vetoed it. It was finally upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. Here at Bob and Yurt Live, along with American Right to Life and many other groups, We were opposed to it because it has no authority to prevent one abortion. And even James Dobson, its proponent, has admitted in writing that it did not save a single human life. But it raised $250 million for pro-Republican, pro-life groups. So, but you, I imagine, sided with Bill Clinton, who vetoed the partial birth abortion ban because he said there was no exception for the life of the mother.
Yes, I do agree with that.
Okay, so Brian and Lisa Rohrbaugh, their son Danny was murdered at Columbine High School. Lisa Rohrbaugh is a registered nurse. Mm-hmm. They were talking with Bill and Hillary Clinton face-to-face, you know, 5 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Rohrbaugh brought that up to Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I had to veto that because there was no exception for the life of the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa Rohrbaugh said, Mr. President, when a woman's life is at danger, is in danger, and you have to, you do a C-section, you remove the baby as quickly as possible, you would never stop halfway to kill the baby. You would remove the baby. Why, Ilana Goldman, do you think if the mother's life is at risk?
A number of years ago, I worked for Alan Simpson, the former Republican senator from Wyoming. You remember him?
Yeah, the bow tie guy.
Great guy. And I worked for him. He's not a pro-choice guy. But in the end, he voted to permit late-term abortions in circumstances where the life and the health of the mother was at risk. And one day I had the privilege of having a conversation with him about why he chose to do it. And he said, I never thought I'd come to this place, but I had woman after woman after family come through my office, tell me their story, tell me about how this particular procedure in their particular circumstances, and it's rare. And this whole procedure is rare. It is a very over-dramatized.
Ilana, could you answer?
No,
we're almost out of time.
So nice
Ilana, you got to answer the question. Why would you stop to kill the baby if you're trying to save the mother's life? Ilana.
It is a particular procedure used in very particular.
Ilana, whatever the situation, Lisa Rohrbaugh said to Bill and Hillary Clinton. She said
you
would never
stop. Are you telling me
that
you believe respected? Look, again,
Ilana Goldman, why would you stop to when you're saving the life of the mother? Why would you stop as the baby's halfway out to kill the baby? If you're trying to save the life of the mother, you remove the baby as quickly as possible. You don't take the baby out to its neck and then stab it in the back and kill it unless your goal is really to kill the baby.
So you are not remotely interested in having a real conversation.
Oh, I'm all for it, but it's nice when people answer questions.
Okay,
Ilana, why would you stop to kill the baby?
Hey, I'm trying to answer your question.
Yeah.
I'm gonna answer it, or you can keep shouting me down, which is fine.
All right, we have 30 seconds. Why would you stop to kill the baby? Why not just take it out?
Republican Senator Alan Simpson decided to support this procedure.
Ilana Goldman, thanks. We're out of time. Thanks for joining us. All right. Abortion is wrong because it's a baby. You never intentionally kill a baby. May God bless you.